Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed by the interviewees on the Upfront and the Prophetic radio show and those providing comments are theirs alone and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Upfront and the Prophetic radio show or any employee thereof. Upfront and the Prophetic radio show is not responsible for the accuracy of any of the information supplied by the interviewees.
Welcome to Upfront in the Prophetic, a production of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. Your hosts, Alan and Francine Fosdick, invite you to tune in to Upfront in the Prophetic every week, where it's natural living in the supernatural, and where the true prophetic is off the chain and right on. Alan and Francine are anointed prophetic ministers of the gospel who are raising up a supernatural generation for an end-time army of believers to establish and advance the kingdom of God with love, signs and wonders, miracles and prophetic abilities, which are needed for the last day harvest. Be prepared to call in with your questions and be ready to chat with their special guests from around the world. Their hunger and thirst for Jesus is radically infectious. Please join us now live with Alan and Francine on this edition of Upfront in the Prophetic. Catch the fire.
Incredible.
Thank you so much for joining us on Upfront in the Prophetic, a production of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. We are so fired up. I am telling you what, you need to text everyone that you know, get on the phone with them, go on Facebook, say, oh my gosh, you got to get on the broadcast on Upfront in the Prophetic. Oh my goodness, you are going to just love our guest tonight. But first off, I want to give a shout out to Destiny Image Publishing, as well as our sponsors from PMB. We're talking about Reset CBD and CBG. You know, the difference with Reset than those that are on the market is that there's no THC. That's right. It's THC free, chemical free, and they've added CBG. What is CBG? I never heard of it before. But you know what? They say that it is basically the motherboard to all of the hemp. Yeah. And what's different than those on the marketplace? Well, it's liposomal and it's sonicated. What's sonicated? That's what I asked. What's sonicated? Well, it's like frequencies that move in your body. And it's, my gosh, it goes through the blood-brain barrier, not through the digestive system. Talk about helping gut health. How about stress, cancer, Lyme's disease, mental fog, high blood pressure. It is so much more. You know what they tried to steal from us? You know, it's just like the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? Well, God created this, and this is for today. So if you want more information and a brochure sent to you, just go to hemphealthtoday@gmail.com, or you can head over to kingdomcures.life. That's right. So, hey, enough of the commercials. Let's go to our guest. Oh my gosh, Jenny Weaver. Have you heard about her? Oh, I'm telling you, you will. She just came out with an awesome book. It is an easy read, power packed. I mean, talk about decrees, steps, challenges, prayers. It is power packed. It will change your life. It's called The Sound of Freedom. How to bring the God of breakthrough into your toughest struggles. You know, you'll have to go to her website and write it down right now. It's JennyWeaverWorships.com. JennyWeaverWorships.com. You're going to be glad that you did. You know, a little bit about Jenny. Oh my gosh, I am telling you, amazing, amazing woman of God. She basically, you know, she releases the presence and the glory of heaven through worship. But you're going to hear about her testimony too. You know, once homeless, drug addict, self-cutting, Wiccan. It just goes on and on. But you know what? God redeemed her life. That is so true. You know, the word of God says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." So you know what? No matter what you're walking through right now, no matter what you went through in the past, I am telling you what, God is your breakthrough. He really is. So let's go to our special guest right now, Jenny Weaver. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful. Wow, what a powerful woman of God you are. I'm over here shouting in my house already.
Girlfriend! Well, I tell you what, we have so much alike. I mean, number one, you're from my home state, Florida.
Yes.
I'm like, what? Yeah. I was like, oh, girlfriend, she's from my home state. Oh, I love it.
Yes, the Sunshine State, the favored state.
The favorite state. I don't know, babe. What would you say about that? You'd probably say, maybe Colorado. I don't know about Florida.
Florida's good. Colorado's good. And, you know, we're in Pennsylvania right now. So wherever you are, that's where God is.
That's right.
Right. You better believe it. And I know that you basically, Jenny, were raised in Pennsylvania, where we're from right now.
Well, I was conceived there because my parents lived in Philadelphia. My older sister lived there with my parents. And so I was there in my mom's womb, but I never actually was there physically until later on in life. My mom moved to Florida, and that is actually where I was born. I am a true Floridian.
Get out. Wow. All right. Yeah. You know what? There's not many of, you know, that are true Floridians. They usually come from, you know, up north more. But, okay, so
right.
Here you are. You were raised in a Christian home. And your parents, though, I mean, it was pretty dysfunctional, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like we were going to church. My parents were in ministry to some degree in the church that we were going to. It was steeped in religion. And then when I would go home, I would see a completely different side than the church life. We were talked down to. There was a lot of abuse. There wasn't a lot of affection. It was very unhealthy, toxic, and just unstable in every way that you could think of.
Wow. So would you say that that stemmed from their addiction? Because basically you were born out of an addiction that your mother had, weren't you?
Yes. My mother was a heroin addict. My father also was a heroin addict. And so I was born addicted to heroin. My mother cried out to God when I was first born going through withdrawals. I was also going through withdrawals. And God met her. And it was just incredible. Birds
That's
appeared.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it was just a beautiful experience for her. So I think a lot of it had to do with they didn't know how to truly, one, be sons and daughters of God. Again, we went to a church that was steeped in religion, and I don't think they understood how to give love or to receive love because of their own upbringing. So later on, it got better. Our relationships were restored, but growing up, it was really, really, really rough.
So you were going through like all this, like verbal abuse, and your parents were like always arguing one to another. So the atmosphere was very tense, but yet the Lord was impacting your life still at a young age. And you talk about when you went to church, there was a speaker there, prophetic, and he actually called you out, didn't he?
Yes, he called me to come up to the front, and it was one of those wild, old-school Pentecostal, no air condition, the windows open, the church wood floors, kind of revival services. I didn't think he was speaking to me because the speakers and the ministers never really addressed children. Mind you, I was 6 years old. And so when he called me up for the second time, I knew he was calling me, and I began to feel the presence of God. I actually began to tremble. My hands were shaking. My body was shaking. I went up to the front, and he spoke over my life, and he laid hands on me, and I was immediately filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Gosh, that's amazing. And from that time of just like speaking in the Holy Ghost, did you feel yourself like start to grow, like start to hunger and thirst for him?
You know what? At that young age, I don't necessarily know that I had like a hunger that I would define it as like now, but I did have an awareness of God. I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, God is real. And I also knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, the devil was real. And I knew because I was able to pick things up and sense things. I would walk into a room and I could sense there's something wrong here. There's something I can feel, demonic presence. So I could see in the spirit. So I could see shadows. I could see, burst of light and angel wings and things of that nature. So the hunger grew probably later on in life, but I definitely had an encounter that I never forgot a little bit after that. It was about 7 years old when I actually had an encounter with Jesus. I was hit by a car head on as I was crossing the street, and I got up. My bike was tangled, but I was okay. The ambulance came. The people were screaming and crying, and there I was laying in the road, and I was totally fine, not a scratch. And so that evening, I asked my mom, I want to see Jesus. And she just prayed with me and said, you know, you just pray and ask Jesus. You know, she's thinking, oh, she's going to see him. You know, like, I'm probably sure my mom wasn't thinking that he was actually going to encounter me that very night in such a powerful way. She just said, okay, honey, Lord, we ask that you just show up in Jenny's life. Amen. And I went to sleep, and that night, the Lord encountered me in such an amazing way that even when I strayed years later, I always came back to that encounter that I had when I was 7 years old, when Jesus called me to him and sat me on his lap and spoke with me. And I remember feeling like I was home.
Mm. Now, did he speak with you at that time? Did he share something special with you?
I don't remember anything that he said. I just know that he was speaking with me, and I sure was speaking back, but I don't remember the exact conversation. But I'm sure that he spoke things into my heart, because what I was about to walk through, you wouldn't be able to come out of that unless you truly, you know, the Lord was calling you and had spoken over your life.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, so after that, what changed? Because, I mean, you talk about in your book about, you know, drug addiction yourself and then cutting and then even stepping into Wiccan. I mean, what happened after that that made you step into those things?
I believe that the root of rejection began to form in my life. My parents were dealing with my father having adulterous relationships. He would get arrested and be in jail for years, and so we were very poor. We didn't have nice clothes. We didn't have a car. And so I'm one of eight children, my mom raising us, and began to be made fun of at school. And then I would go home, and I was also picked on at home, and we were abused severely, whipped and beaten and things like that. And so I believe that rejection and depression began to take a hold of my life, and the enemy began to use the things I was going through to create these strongholds and these mindsets to make me think, you need to just take your own life. It's better off if you would just go away. And so those kinds of thoughts I would have at 13 years old, which would drive me to begin to self-cut. And it was a way to almost to escape the pain of being made fun of at school, hair was pulled, just bullied, and then come home and the same exact thing would happen at home. I would just go to my room and begin to cut and have this rebellion. I was so rebellious against my mother And I was filled with hate towards her. And the Bible tells us that, you know, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And so what was happening is that door was opening. I had no idea, but that door was opening for the spirit of witchcraft to have a root in my heart. And so when I was watching the movie The Craft, which is about four witches, teenage witches in high school, I didn't see it as a bad thing. I saw it as, wow, this is something I want to do so that I can control my life, so that I can have power like these girls have. And so it was a trick of the enemy to get me to become a witch. And I did that for years, where I was just practicing witchcraft and would worship. There were many gods, deities, goddesses, spirits, animal spirits, plant, all of that was involved. And my mind began to just wander into terrible and deep, dark places.
Wow. You know, that it's something, because, you know, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he was trying to destroy what the gift that was in you as a worshiper, as a prophetic woman of God, you know, and he was trying to shut your voice, because you have such a powerful voice that just breaks all barriers. I mean, people being healed, lives being transformed. And if he could derail you from that, you know, but praise God that things changed in your life. Tell us what happened. What? When was that aha moment when you said, "Wait a minute here, I've got." I mean, the devil. Now my eyes are open, because see, your eyes were open when you were young. You
right.
were seeing things, you know. So when were they really opened again?
It was about 9 years of drug addiction that I had gone through. I'd been homeless. I stepped into an alternative lifestyle. I was still practicing witchcraft, and so I really just hit rock bottom. I was newly pregnant. I had not eaten in about 5 days. I had not slept in days. I had not, you know, had a shower, anything. I was literally living in cars, in backyards. People didn't even know I was in their shed, in their backyard, and I was just a mess. And I cried out to God one night. This is where my prayer was, three words. I screamed these three words as loud as I could, and it was, "God, help me." And that's all I knew at that moment. I didn't have any other words. I couldn't even put the thoughts together, because I was actually losing my mind. I was hallucinating and everything. I didn't see lightning, nothing like that, no goosebumps, but I felt a peace come over me. I remember that peace, and I knew, okay, God just heard you. It's only a matter of time now. You're going to get out of this situation. And sure enough, I was taken out of that situation, given food, given a place to rest, given a shower, and been able to get prenatal care for my daughter, who was born completely free of drugs, totally healthy. And I never went back to that lifestyle. She's going to be 10 soon. And so that was,
that's
so it's incredible what God did. Yeah, he really radically saved me, ripped me out of all of that, and delivered me, and with such a mighty hand.
So did you find, like, you know how some people, I mean, especially being on drugs and everything else, I mean, did you find that you were instantly delivered? Because I have heard, I mean, even my father was instantly delivered, you know, and or did you have to go through a process?
I will say, for some of the things, I was immediately delivered. For instance, the drugs. That night, God wiped me clean of that. But as a whole, see, the drugs were just the surface thing anyway for the root problem. So technically, the Lord removed that symptom, but the root cause, I had to go through the process of deliverance, or sometimes I like to call it the process of restoration, because I still had rejection that needed to be dealt with. I still had rebellion. I still had bitter roots, unforgiveness, hatred, and anger. So I said, "Lord, come into my heart." But all of that didn't just jump ship and take off. But God, in his mercy, he began to take me through the process of deliverance. And I believe there are people on here that are even in the church, you're even in ministry, and God's taking you through the process of restoration. You know, you can see something being restored. They don't just put it in a machine and pull it out, and it's all of a sudden restored. Sometimes it has to be taken apart. Sometimes it has to be scrubbed clean and grinded and the junk removed and then put back together and new paint added. And it's a beautiful process. When God does it, He does it completely. He did it in my life. And I know that He can do it in the lives of the listeners.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. That's so powerful. What hope. You know, and again, I want to mention your book again, The Sound of Freedom, How to Bring the God of Breakthrough into Your Toughest Struggles. I am telling you, you're just hearing a little bit of her story here, Jennifer Weaver's story. It is powerful, and I believe that this book will change your life. I advise that you head on over to her site, JennyWeaverWorships.com, and get the book for yourself and get it for a special friend that you know that is going through some hard time. How about the pastor's wife? How about the pastor? You know, because, you know, we need to read. I mean, Alan and I read through this, right, babe? I mean, it was just, it's an easy read, too.
Yeah.
Isn't it, honey?
Yeah, it really is. It's very transparent, very personal. So I love that, because that's what you know we need in the church, is to understand where people are coming from and how people go through what I call the metamorphosis, where they go in as a caterpillar and come out as a butterfly. And that's what I see in this book. It's just so powerful, so encouraging, that God is. You know, God cares so very much about each and every person, and that's what I get from this book, and so much more. There's so much. There's proclamations to go through. There's different things in each chapter at the end there that you can walk through. So yeah, very practical in that sense too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. So I advise, you know, y'all to head to the site, get the book. I'm going to do a breakaway real quick here, and then we're going to come right back because we're going to give away some books. Woohoo! I love that.
If Upfront in the Prophetic has blessed you, would you consider sowing a financial seed? Any amount would be greatly appreciated, as it will help with the cost of this ministry to reach more people for the kingdom of God via internet and TV worldwide. Send your love gift to POPPM at P.O. Box 3551 Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325, or PayPal at kingdomgiving@poppm.org. Our prayer is that God would greatly bless you for your generosity. Thank you for your faithfulness and for standing with Upfront in the Prophetic as we advance the kingdom of God utilizing a media infrastructure to inform, impart, encourage, equip, and ignite people with the Spirit of God.
Woohoo, everyone. Hey, thanks for joining us on Upfront in the Prophetic. We are with Jenny Weaver. Hey, she just wrote an awesome book. You got to get it. It's called The Sound of Freedom, How to Bring the God of Breakthrough into Your Toughest Struggles. Powerful. But I have to let you know, too, she's also has this phenomenal CD out there. Yes, she's a worshiper. And I am telling you what, if you want to get into the throne room, you got to get this. It's called Changed by His Glory. You know, Jenny, you're also known as the woman of God who sings the scriptures. And, you know, mm-hmm. I was telling you earlier that Alan and I, you know, we go and we say the Psalms 91 every night. And Alan was like, you know what, I'm going to look on YouTube and see if we can, you know, instead of us just reading it, let's see if anyone else has anything on it. And so he pops, you know, this one on, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, that's Jenny Weaver. And I never even knew that you did that, you know, and I'm like, this is
wow.
Awesome. I'm telling you, we were in the spirit, weren't we, honey?
We watched the whole thing, absolutely. And it's just, if for those who have never heard of Jenny Weaver before, you need to listen to her music. There's such an anointing on when she starts to worship in the spirit, that it'll just take you into heavenly encounters and all kinds of stuff. Or I know you're getting testimonies from all over the world, Jenny, of people being transformed just listening to your music. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's amazing what God is doing. You know, I truly believe that His Word is the key to what people are experiencing, because the Bible says, and you'll know the truth, and it's that truth that will set you free. And so when you put the truth and you couple that with worship, which the Lord absolutely loves and is actively seeking, those two are huge for bringing freedom, healing, breakthrough, deliverance, and literally shaking the gates of hell, because it's the Word of God that goes forth. So people will say, my ears just popped open. I'm like literally playing live in front of people.
Yes,
and I'm
I love
reading
it.
The comments, and my ears just popped open. I'm like, oh my gosh. Or I remember this one lady, I did like a 3-day Sing the Scriptures healing thing on Facebook Live, and one lady said, my legs are tingling. Now, I'm from the charismatic circle, so to me, when I hear legs are tingling, it's like someone saying amen. It doesn't really, it's not going to shake me, because I hear that a lot. I feel tingling, I feel fire, I feel heat, I feel, you know, goosebumps. And so I didn't think too much of it. So I went back through the comments, which I normally do, and I just typed underneath as a reply, well, amen. And she wrote back right away, and she said, I've been paralyzed in my legs for 15 years. So she was saying is she began to get the feeling, my God, I feel God, back in her legs from hearing the scriptures being sung about healing over her life.
I love it. It is so powerful. I tell you, even, you know, when we heard you singing like the Psalms and the scriptures, because I go back and I just listen to it as well. I mean, over and over again, the so many scriptures that you sing, and I had to send it to all my friends and everything. You guys got to go and listen to this. You know, miracles are happening. It's so awesome. But see, that's what the enemy was trying to shut up, you know? He was trying to just bottle you up and destroy what God had birthed in you. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there, Jenny, that, you know, their biggest question is, how do I get my breakthrough? You know, how do I get there? So what would you say to them?
I think the secret to getting a breakthrough is the secret place with God. You know, I began to get true freedom when I would go behind, you know, in a room, I would close the door, I would grab my guitar, and I would just worship. Now, I didn't know what prophetic worship was. I didn't know what singing the scriptures were. So I would just sing songs that I knew that I grew up with, like, you know, I exalt thee. And I would just begin to sing that. The presence of the Lord responds to worship. And so what was happening is I was encountering Him, and He was the one that was stepping in with the breakthrough. See, I just had to pray to Him in that moment, God, break this off of me. He would just begin to do it because it's His nature to do it. I remember in the Bible where I
That's
read,
good.
He walked through the crowd, and the woman who needed something, she pressed her way to Him. Now, she never had a conversation. She never said, God, I need this. God. She pulled on the presence of the Lord, and because of His very virtue and His nature, she pulled it out of Him, and He didn't even have to will it. He didn't say, be healed. It just happened. And so that's
right.
What happens when you pull on the presence of God. Like, I feel the presence of God right now so strong, actually, since this whole interview started. But God is wanting to release to people. Worship is not just an hour on Sunday. It's an everyday, all throughout the day kind of thing, because it's not just a song. It's your heart's posture towards the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so tears can be worship. You just sitting before the Lord and being still and knowing He's God can be worship. And He begins to do the work, and we lean on Him. That's how you get the God of breakthrough into every tough struggle.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm feeling it now. Hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. Woo! I tell you, just talking about him, just talking about his presence, just talking about worshiping him, reverencing him. Oh my gosh, and the atmosphere changes. It's charged. It's fired up with his presence, you know, and oh my gosh, it's just so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And I love what you said. It's just, you know, worshiping him. I love what you said about the tears, that's worship as well. You know,
yeah.
Oh, it's just so sweet. And like you said, again, I mean, we don't have to ask. He already knows. He already knows. And that starts the whole healing process. Oh my gosh. So, I mean, did you used to sing before? I mean, like when you were younger, did you have like that desire to sing?
Yes, I love to sing. Growing up, I listened to a lot of oldies music. Now, if you ask my mom, she wouldn't say it's old. She would say it's hip. But for me, it was older music, a lot of the Woodstock and the older sound I was drawn to even as a young girl. But I would sing, even in when I was using drugs and I was out on the streets, I would literally sing on the sidewalk, singing on the sidewalk. And I could make up songs. And so the draw of people in the drug house, they would go, "Oh, make up a song." And it was like an entertainment thing because, mind you, the gifts are without repentance. So the gifting still worked. And so the Lord was like, no. You're going to be over here using it for my glory. And so, yeah, like you said, the enemy tried to stop that and hinder that. But God's word, he declared over me that his plans for me were for me to prosper, not to harm me, to give me a hope and a future. I'm walking in that hope and that future and that prospering soul and life right now.
And you are. I mean, you actually, I mean, you talk about your daughter. I mean, she was born totally healthy. You know, I mean, praise God. That's a miracle. And then you marry your drug dealer, right? I mean, you marry him.
Right.
And then both of you come to the Lord. I mean, you came to that revelation. It's like, okay, wait a minute here. We need to change our lives and we need to do it now. I mean, that's a miracle story right there.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when I was in that world, I remember reading a statistic and it said for people that were really steeped in the methamphetamine world, that the recovery rate was 2%, meaning they were saying of all the people, 2% of them will get out and stay out. So it's nothing but God that he literally ripped both of us out, set our feet on a solid rock. Now we're both in ministry. My husband served as a deacon of our church, and God raised him up mightily in our city. He just ministers to people, and he does street ministry and ministers to the homeless, and God has really moved in our lives.
Wow. A powerhouse. You know, and that's what he's been doing. He's been uniting couples together that are running in together in ministry. You know, none of this like one man show anymore. It's just like, you know, the couples coming together in strength, you know, and honestly, just with your daughter, I see her, and I've never seen her or know anything about her except she's a miracle. But I see that the Lord has anointed her with a ministry of compassion and dance as well as music as well. And I don't know, I just see that in the spirit. But God has anointed your family. It's just so, I'm like, wow, I just love this. I love how the Lord moves, you know. Oh my gosh, it's just amazing. And one thing that you talk about in your book too, that's so important, but you knew that you had to do, is you had to see your father in the hospital, didn't you?
Yes, I did. That's one of my favorite parts of my testimony. And by the way, my daughter actually does prophetically dance. and sometimes will travel with me, and she will do that while I'm ministering. So, yes, you are active on that.
Praise God. Wow, praise God.
Yeah, my father, he was sentenced to life in prison when I was young, and I didn't see him for 17 years, and I didn't care to see him. He had left our family. He did not even give us food when we would call him, and we needed food, and we were hungry. And so I had grown very cold towards him. I knew he was in prison for life, and so I had written him off and said, I don't have a father, and I don't know him. And then I got a call one day, and it was from the hospital, and they said, your father's here, and we need someone from the family to come and to basically sign the papers saying we can pull the plug or we don't pull the plug and we let him live. And so I basically said, call somebody else. I don't know him, and I hung up. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me right away. I was in the middle of homeschool class, and the Holy Spirit said, go to him. And so I was like, that can't be God. Let me go ask my husband. And so I went to ask my husband, and he was like, oh, I think you need to go to him. And I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting him to say that. I thought he would side with me and be like, oh, you don't need to go see him. And so I ended up making that drive, and I stood outside the hospital room. My family went in, and I was frozen in that hallway for about 5 minutes or so, meaning everyone was walking around me and I couldn't move. I literally was stuck. I couldn't move forward. And I just began to cry. I'm normally not a crier, especially not in that kind of situation. I would not normally do that. I was just crying, stuck. And my husband was in the room calling for me to come in, motioning like, come on, what are you doing? And I was just shaking my head like, no, I can't. I couldn't even speak. And all the thoughts came back, all the abuse, all of him, you know, beating my mom and beating us on Christmas, all of that was happening. And finally, I began to move forward once I got to the room and I crossed that threshold of the door. I looked at my dad, who was unconscious. He was hooked up to all these machines. He was literally dying. I mean, he looked like he was already dead. And immediately, in a moment's time, this is nothing but God, I forgave him of everything, and I ran to him, and I said, Daddy, I'm here. And he didn't respond, but there was no need to him for him to say, do you forgive me? It was already done. I have forgotten. I didn't forget, but I had pushed everything aside and said, that's in the past, and this is a new day. And I sat there with him day after day and sang the scriptures and prayed, God, would you bring my dad back for just one more day? And every day I went and sat with him for 8 hours, and on the third day when I walked in that room, he was awake. And it was amazing that he knew who I was. He said, you're my daughter. I said, who am I? He said, you're my daughter. And because there's a few of us sisters, I said, which one am I? Now, mind you, I hadn't seen him in 17 years. His whole mind was gone. He could barely talk. And he said, you're Jennifer. And it was amazing. God restored our relationship in those few months he was alive. I took care of him. I went to see him. I would comb his hair. And God was just doing a thing in my own heart, because if I didn't understand the love of a father here, the Lord knew that that was a hindrance for me to understand the love of my Heavenly Father. So when my father said to me, you're beautiful, that broke something off me. I had never heard that in my life. When he said, I love you, that broke something. When he said, I'm proud of you, that broke something. And then he went on to be with the Lord. And what God did was he restored me. And for my father had somebody there with him for his last moments. It was amazing.
That is so amazing. I mean, and that was in that moment of forgiveness, of letting it all go at the Father's feet when everything was cut off. Bam, bam, bam. And it's like you were restored and anew to soar in the heights that God ordained you to. You know, I mean, I feel the Holy Ghost on that. That is
me
just
too.
What a story. So powerful, huh, babe? I mean, my gosh.
Yeah, Lord. Absolutely. Forgiveness and the things that Jenny takes us through in the book, you're just going to find so much freedom. And, you know, she just doesn't just enter into worship. She tells you through, morning prayer and nighttime, you know, just different things that you need to do to get into that holy place, which I love it because we're not, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, that's okay for you, but how do I get there? Well, she tells you in the book how to get there.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? Yeah, how many times do you, like, you know, someone shares the story, but they don't give you, like, the solution, the steps, you know, of how to get there yourself, you know? And you do in this book.
Yeah, I know. When I was writing the book, they gave me, like, over a year to write it. And then through a series of events, after that call, Sid Roth called me on the phone, the Sid Roth, can you imagine my face, and said, hey, you know, this does not normally happen, but we would like to fly you into our It's Supernatural show. I heard of your testimony, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, get that girl Jenny on, and one of our guests canceled this week. Can you make it? And so I was like, yes, I can make it. Mr. Sid didn't even know that I sang the scriptures at this point. And
So
I went and did the show. And then because of the show coming out right away, the book company that I had a year and a half to write the book, they called me that same day right after that call and said, can you please write the book sooner? And I'm like thinking, okay, 6 months. They were like, no, 3 weeks. And,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I had never written a book in my whole life, barely wrote a blog, and I did it by the supernatural power of God, and he gave me strategy, too. This is going to help somebody on here that wants to write. If you're very talkative like me, I talk text my testimony out just like I'm telling it now. I talk text it out, and then I went back and edited my story. But I always know when I was reading books, I was like, okay, they're saying worship in spirit and truth, but how? What does that mean? What is that? Show me. And so I wanted to make sure for the everyday person, not a worship leader, not a musician, but the everyday, you know, believer. Like, we're all called to worship. It's not just for the worship team, but, like, show me. That's what I love, practical tips and tools that people can use.
Yes. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You know, it's just, yeah, show me, Lord. You know, I'm like the show me state type of person. You know, I mean, it's, you know, show me how to do it, and I'm on it. You know, I'm on it. Let's go. And this book, I'm telling you, you've got to get the book, The Sound of Freedom, How to Bring the God of Breakthrough into Your Toughest Struggles. Not only that, I challenge you to get the CD too, Changed by His Glory. This will radically change your life. And I'm going to ask you, Jenny, would you sing something, sing a verse, one of your favorite verses, or one that you prepared with. I want, because your voice, it, to me, it breaks like the sound barrier and things happen. And so I really believe that as people listen to this broadcast, that what just came to me were limbs were going to grow out, and other supernatural healings are going to happen. And so I'm just going to release you right now. And if the Lord gives you anything else, like a word for somebody, we release you.
Okay, you got it. Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah, it sounds beautiful.
You are tonight.
And no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No harm will befall you. No disaster will come near you. I will charge my angel to watch over you while I restore you. And I restore your heart. And I hear the Lord say, I will wipe away all of the pain, all of the tears, and all of those years. Yes, I'm going to wipe away all of the pain, all of the hurt, all of the wounds, all of the scars. I'll make you just like you. I'll restore you. Just like you. Yes, I will. And Father, we thank you that you're healing bodies, and you're touching minds, and you're healing hearts. You're delivering your people. You're healing bodies right now, from the top of your head and to the sole of your feet. Be healed. We command your legs to walk, back be straight, and heart be whole and healed right now. Arthritis go, pain leave, sickness go in the name of Jesus. I restore you, just like you. Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is restoring the lives that are listening right now. He is restoring your life. Oh my gosh, grab a hold of that. And if the Lord touched your body, and I know he did, if he touched your heart, touched your mind, your spirit, let us know. Contact Jenny Weaver. Head on over to our site, JennyWeaverWorships.com. Let her know how she's touched your life through the Holy Spirit and through the worship of Scripture. Let her know. Let us know at our site, upfrontintheprophetic@gmail.com. Email us. Let us know. So powerful, Jenny. Oh, my gosh. I just love your voice. I really do. Oh,
Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful.
Well, hey, you know what? You just came back from Israel with Sid Roth and one of our best friends, Diane Nutt. And tell us, I mean, did it impact you in such a powerful way? Share with us.
Oh, yeah. It was incredible. I mean, well, the tours with Sid Roth, they really have you doing a lot throughout the day. It is your mornings are filled with stuff, your afternoons are filled with stuff, and they want you to really get a feel of where Jesus walked and the lifestyle, and so you can really begin to connect the pieces, and that's what happened. I mean, I had read about things, but to be in the place, to feel the presence of God, like, this is where my Lord and Savior, he could have been right here, he could have touched this, so, you know, it was incredible, and, man, we were on a bus and people were healed. My husband's leg, his knee was healed. He had been dealing with pain in his knee for over a month. We didn't even know if we were going to be able to go on the tour. It was that bad. And miraculously, in just the beginning of the tour, his leg, his knee was completely healed. People's hips were healed. People's arms and legs, backs, heads, migraines. I mean, it was incredible, the manifestation of God's presence over there.
Wow. Well, I know that you guys went to minister to a lot of the Jewish people there too. Did you see a lot of the supernatural manifest on their lives?
Yeah, actually, a lot of them. There was about 1,800 Jewish people that were bused in to this auditorium. Mr. Sid spoke. He shared his testimony. And I'm sure a lot of them were able to connect to him. And he began to get words of knowledge about healings that were taking place. And so he asked them to stand up if they were healed, if that was, you know, something God was doing. And many of them stood up and began to clap because they felt, wow, I did have this pain, and we prayed, and all of a sudden it's gone. Now, I'll tell you this. I don't know the Jewish culture that well, but I do know this. They don't seem like the type of people that would make that up or would fabricate, you know, or just kind of loosey-goosey, like, oh, yeah, I'm healed. No, it was, they were like, wow, I'm actually, my back's not hurting. The arthritis pain is gone, you know, things of that nature. And then a lot of them, a couple hundred, gave their lives to Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, my gosh. I love that. And he's just done so much to just share the gospel to them, you know, the Messiah. And what a honor and a privilege. So, you know, we're hoping that we can go as well. We haven't been yet, but we are planning on it. And I'm just so glad that you guys were able to participate in that. And also, I wanted to kind of segue, too, into you now have JW Online Academy. Tell the listeners about that, because I think it's critical that now is the time for them to get involved.
Yeah, it's an amazing program. I believe that when discipleship, it needs to be in every believer's life. We're living in a modern day age, and so it's sometimes hard to go sit in a Sunday school. It's sometimes hard to go and stay extra and do all these things. So I've made curriculums, teachings, prayers, exclusive worship, and an online community where we literally just met live and discussed today's lessons. And so it's packed full of lessons. Each month there's a new study. I highly encourage the students to stay involved, because I know for me, sometimes back in the day, I would start something, but after a couple of days, that zeal, that passion would kind of fade away. And if you're not connected with the body of believers that are going to say, hey, you know, come on, you know, get in here, and cheering you on and encouraging you, that's how God made us. We're supposed to do that. Then you can sometimes get complacent in your walk. And so JW Online Academy, I believe in sound teaching from the Word of God. Like, I want scripture. I need you to show it to me in the Bible. I want the truth of the gospel. I don't want watered down. I don't want your opinion on it. I want the truth of the Word of God. And that's what I have. And I've been teaching for, well, it feels like a long time. Even in the world, when I had a corporate job, I was always a teacher or a trainer. And I also teach homeschool. So I started last year doing private classes for students, and now it's on an even greater scale. So it's JW Online Academy, and we are started, and we're rocking and rolling.
Ooh, so can they still get involved?
Yes, I'm going to close it down most likely Friday. It was supposed to be closed Sunday, but I got so many emails and messages about, hey, can you please just leave it open a couple more days? And so I just said, you know what, let's do it, and then I'll close it down this week so they can still get in. We haven't done too much. We just started our study. It's called Level Up. It's our first study, and it's basically how to go to that next level in God. And just like my book, I'm going to give you a devotion. I'm going to give you sort of like a testimony, a story of mine, and then I'm going to give you practical tips and tools that you can use in your own life to go, okay, I'm here, but I want to go further in God. There has to be more. And trust me, there is for all of us.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
The other studies I'm going to be doing are The Sound of Freedom. That's next month, where I'm going to be teaching out of my book, and I have a whole 20-day walkthrough of The Sound of Freedom. Other ones are like how to hear the voice of God, how to overcome fear and anxiety, how to get confidence in who you are and be comfortable in your own skin. So it's a lot of good stuff.
That's awesome. So, again, they can find out all that information at JennyWeaverWorships.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And if they can't get in on this segment, just to keep on looking, subscribe so that they can get news on what's coming next.
Oh, yeah. As soon as it closes, there'll be a waiting list, and they'll be the first to know when I open up the enrollment. But the good thing about the platform that I use, I have individual courses, and even there's a free course on there. It's called The Process of Restoration. It's what I was talking about in this interview about how restoration is not sometimes a snap of the finger, but a process. That's a free course. They can take that and just enjoy it.
Oh, praise God. So much to chew and eat on her site, JennyWeaverWorships.com. And you know what? I'm so glad that those waited, because we do have an added bonus for those that listen to the broadcast tonight. Woohoo! We have three complimentary books from Destiny Image on Jenny Weaver's book, The Sound of Freedom. So what you have to do is, and you better hurry up, because we only have three, and the others you'll have to go to JennyWeaverWorships.com, but send us an email at upfrontintheprophetic@gmail.com. I need your name and address and what you like best about the broadcast, okay? And, wow, we're just fired up that we had you on the broadcast. And I want to ask my husband, honey, I'm sorry, I always end up like hogging the whole broadcast. Did you have anything else that you wanted to mention?
Schaumbach used to say, never give the mic to an evangelist, you'll never get it back. Anyway, no, just get the book. I mean, I'm looking at it forwarded by John Eckhart. Our good friend Akeem Collins recommends it. Ryan Lestrange, Julie Meyer, so many different people have highly endorsed your book. So get the book.
Yeah, get the book. You know, honey, she sounded so much like you, because Alan is the same way. I am too, but he is like hammers it all the time. I do not want your opinion. I want the word. What does the word say? You know, and even the prophetic, he's like, I don't need an echo. I don't need to hear what that person said or that. What is God telling you right now? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
So I love it. Oh, I tell you, the same cloth, that's for sure. Well, hey, everyone, I just want to thank you for joining us on tonight's segment with Jenny Weaver. Again, you got to head on over to her site, get the book, get her CD. You will be blown away. Hey, and tap into Facebook. She's on there as well as YouTube. You will just be so in the throne rooms of heaven when you just start clicking on every time she's on to do the scriptures, just singing. Oh, it's a whole new level. So I want to thank you, Jenny, for joining us tonight, taking time to be with us, and give our love to your daughter as well as your husband. And we look forward to seeing you one day face to face. That's for sure.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. I will say that there is a true, tangible presence of God on your ministry. I don't say that lightly, and you'll rarely hear me say that even in other – I love everybody, but I only say it when I truly, truly feel it's the word of the Lord. There's something that you guys have cultivated, and I believe that the Lord is pleased, because I have sensed the presence of God from the first moment of speaking with you guys. And I just bless you and bless your ministry, and may it see great increase in the name of Jesus.
Oh, amen, sister. I'll tell you what, and bless you. Hey, you know what? And I forgot to say this too. Hey, not only by the book and everything, you got to sow into this woman of God's ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because I tell you what, get your suitcases packed. I just see you traveling. Hallelujah. And God has so much for you guys. I mean, this is just the beginning. And I really see that he cannot show you everything, because it would probably freak you out. But I just see so much for you. And just be prepared. And God's protecting your ministry, and he's protecting your family. And the doors are just going to be wide open. Again, you, not only Sid Roth, but other, you know, other TV ministries are going to have you on, because you're such a blessing. And what you went through is for the purpose of so many lives to be transformed and changed. And we just bless you, Jenny. We bless your husband and your daughter, your family. And we're just so thrilled that God brought you into our lives. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a privilege and an honor. Truly it is.
All righty, guys. Hey, again, get the book, like Alan said, okay? Get the book, get the book. So we just bless you all. Yeah, right, babe? Get the book.
Yeah, and get that love seed. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, come on now.
It's good soil. And just give them the address again, how to get that love gift over there, honey.
Actually, let me see. Well, Jenny, they could just go to our website, JennyWeaverWorships.com. Yep.
And so it's got a donate button there.
Oh, come on now. We like the donate buttons. Hey, we have one too on popem.org. Just hit that donate. Hey, and you spell million, M-I-L-L-I-O-N. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, everyone. We love you so much. We appreciate you. And, hey, I'm going to end the segment with our dear friend, Edwin Sepulveda, saxophonist. I am telling you what.
Yes.
He is so anointed. Do you know Edwin?
He ministered at a church I was at.
Ah, awesome. Well, I got to tell him that we interviewed you tonight. Well, hopefully he listened. Otherwise, he's going to get a spanking. But anyway, all righty, guys. God bless you all. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.